We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Mecham Yaakov ben Brichos Eliyahu. We are in Shavuos Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Litra Zahav Yesh Li Biyadcha. You have a case where Reuven says to Shimon, "You have of mine a litra zahav." A litra zahav is a litra is a Roman coin. It's same as a mana ha'italki, which is about Hidakati says 358.5 grams or so. Okay, it's a golden coin. Reuven says to Shimon, "You owe me this golden coin," and he responds. Shimon responds. I have a litra of yours, but it's a silver litra, not a golden litra. So even though that litra kesef is considered, it looks like a partial admission, because he claimed you owe me gold, a gold coin, and he responds, I owed you a silver coin. Nonetheless, potter. Because why do we say the defendant is potter? Because what was the claim? The claim was for gold. He responds in silver. So this is the hodah, is not what we called mimin hatainis, not of the same species as the claim, and therefore there's no shvua necessary of the modeh b'mikzas. He doesn't have to swear about the rest that he doesn't owe. I'll pay what he admitted, and that's all, and there's no shvua. But if the claimant says, dinar zahav yeshli biyadcha, and he responds, ein lach biyadi ele dinar kesef utrisis, if he says, oh, you have a dinar zahav, which is also a golden coin, golden dinars, equivalent to 25 silver dinarim, and he responds, no, I don't know, all I have is a dinar kesef, or he responds, I have a trisis is also a Roman coin, which is equal to 3 isar, and an isar is 1/24 of a dinar, upundion, or he responds, either way, he responds, no, remember, the claim is you owe me a dinar zav, and he responds, no, I owe you a dinar kesef, or I owe you a trisis, or I owe you a punyon, upruta, or I owe you a pruta. We know the pruta, that's the copper coin. The punyon is a Roman coin worth 2 isar. The pruta, as we know, is the copper coin worth an eighth of an isar. In all of these cases, chayav. The nitma, the defendant, now is going to be chayav. When the claim is you owe me a dinar zav, and he responds, no, I only owe you a dinar kesef, or a trisis, or a punyon, or a pruta, he's chayav in modeh b'mikzas. He's chayav. He is considered one who's doing a partial admission, for which he's chayav a shvua. Why? Shahakol min matbea echad. This is all considered one species. Why? Because when the toveya, when the person claimed zahav, he didn't really mean gold. He meant coins that equal a dinar, a zahav, and when he said dinar or zahav, different than litra zahav. Litra zahav is this weighted coin. It's not the same as regular currency. So when you say dinar zahav, the understanding is, oh, dinar zahav, which is another way of saying 25 silver coins, and therefore the response, and it doesn't matter what, even if the response is a punyon, because we understand that there are 192, or even a pruta, 192 prutos in a dinar, and a dinar of kesef, and then multiply that by 25, and that's what you get a dinar zav. In all of these cases, we assume this indeed is a modeh b'mikzas, even though it doesn't look like it's the same species. We understand the dinar zav claim as really 25 silver coins, as just a type of currency, and the response, even though we may be in a different form, nonetheless is considered mimin hataina. Let's say the Reuven says to Shimon, Kor tvua yeshli biyadcha. You have a kor tvua of mine. Kor is 30 sa'a worth of grain, he's claiming. And he responds, Ein lach biyadi ela lesach kitnis. I don't owe you, I owe you a lesa. Lesech is a half a kor, 15 saw. So he says, I owe you half of what you claim. The only thing is, the claim was for grain, and he responds, which we assume is wheat or something like that, one of the 5 species, and he responds, I owe you kitnis, I owe you beans, I owe you legumes. Pater, because we don't assume that kitnis is included in tvua. Yes, tvua is obviously a general term for produce, but nonetheless, if the claim was for tvua, the response was for kitnis, pater from a shvua. Kor peiros yesh li biyadcha, if though the claimant said, you owe me, you have a kor peiros of produce, of 30 sa of produce, and he says, ein lach biyadi ela lesech kitnis, he gives the same response as the previous case. No, it's only a lesech, which is half of that, and it's of kitnis, of beans. So then, this is modeh b'mikzas. Shaha kitnis bechlal peiros. Kitnis, beans, is included in peiros. Peiros is just a general term for produce. Kitnis may not be included in the species of tfuah, but it's is included in this species of peros. Ta'ano chitim v'hodolo basa'orim. We had this a little bit earlier. The claim is for chitim. You owe me, let's say, a core of wheat. And he says, no, I owe you a core of sa'orim, of barley. Then he's going to be potter. Why is he potter? Because it's not nimin hataina. The admission is not the same species. And the Gemara says, and this is Bava Kama, Lamed, Heyam, and Beis, that Shimon is potter even from paying for the demei sa'orim. He doesn't have to pay anything. Because you know what he can say to him? You claimed grain. You owe me wheat, and I said I owe you barley. So I was just joking. You after all, you claim for me wheat. I don't owe you wheat. So I said I owe you barley because I knew I never owed you wheat. So in fact, he was just joking anyway because you claimed something that I wasn't chayv to you. So I just responded with something. So in fact, he really doesn't have to pay that which he admits to. That's one explanation. Some say the reason why he doesn't have to pay the sa'orim that he admits to is because since the claim was for chitim and not sa'orim, we assume that that Reuven was mochel on the sa'orim. Meaning, let's say Reuven made a mistake. He said, or maybe he owed him for barley and for wheat, and he only claimed the wheat, so maybe he was mochel on the sa'orim. And that's maybe that's why he doesn't have to pay the sa'orim, even though he admitted to them, because we assume that if indeed he actually owed him that, Reuven would have claimed it. In fact, that Reuven didn't claim it means that Reuven was mochel, he was willing to forego it. And the Rambam says the reason why you parted from Sa'orim is because, and this is a quote from the Rambam in Hilchos Toin Vinitan, Paragimel, Shaharei Omer Lo, because the Toveah says to him, Ein li biyadcha Sa'orim. The Toveah is saying, when he says, I'm claiming wheat, it's basically saying to him, there's no barley of mine that you have. And this would be no different than someone telling to his friend in Beis Din, Mana li biyadcha. He owes him money, and he says, not at all. She'ain based in Mechayv, and also Lite lo klum. What's that case? So again, it's money l'cha biyadi. Let's say it's where Shuman, this is the case that the Rambam is giving as an example to explain why you don't have to pay even sa'orim. Because let's say Shimon comes to Beis Din and says, money l'cha biyadi, I owe you 100 zuz. And Reuven says, no, you're not chayv to me. Now, is Beis Din mechayev him to give anything because he admitted to something? No, not at all. Reuven says you don't owe me. So that would be, it's no different over here when it comes to the barley. V'Rabban Gamliel mechayev. Rabban Gamliel disagrees with the Tana Kama, and he says that the nitba, the defendant, has to take a shvua in a case where chitim was claimed, you owe me wheat, and he responds, no, I owe you barley, because Rabban Gamliel disagrees with the Tana Kama, and says anyone is more than a nixas, even if the hoda'ah is not me, min hataina, is not of the same species as the claim, nonetheless, v'chayev v'shvua, because at the end of the day, wheat's worth more than barley, so if he claims 30 of wheat, and he responds, no, I only owe you 30 of barley, he's basically saying, you owe me 100, and he would, no, I only owe you 50. Then the Mishnah says, hatoein l'chaveru b'kadei shemen, v'hoda lo b'kan kanim. Let's say Reuven's into Shimon, you have 10 jugs of oil of mine in your hand. You owe me 10 jugs of oil. And he responds, I don't owe you oil. I owe you kan kanim. I owe you jugs. That's all I owe you. Admon omer, hoil v'ho delo mixas mimin hataina yishava. Says Admon, this is modem mixas. Why is it modem mixas? Because since what was the claim for kade shemen, jugs of oil, that is a double claim. It's a claim of jugs and a claim of oil. And since he responds, I only owe you jugs, he is basically giving him a modem mixas. I admit to part of the claim. I owe you the jugs, but not the oil. And therefore, this would be like someone who claimed from his friend, you owe me wheat and barley, and he responds, I only owe you barley. Therefore, you b'chayv v'shvua. V'chachamim omer, v'chachamim disagree with Admon. We had this actually in the 13th parak of Ksuvus as well. Ein ha'hodon imin ha'mixas, imin ha'taina. This is not an admission that of the same species. You know why? Because when someone claims he owe me jugs of oil, he's not speaking about the jugs as well, the kalim, the vessels. He only means is that jugs, he's referring to the measure, how much oil. oil. And a classic jug has a certain amount of oil inside. So when he's moda, I only owe you empty jugs of oil. That's not a hodah mimenataina, because the claim was for oil and he's responding in vessels. Amaram Gamliel, Roani is the Adbon. It appears to me that Amod is correct, that in fact this is a Moda de Nixas. The claim is for both oil and jugs, and by claiming, by responding, I owe you jugs, that's a Moda de Nixas, and he has to take a Shavua. Then the Mishnah says, Ta'ono Kalim the Karkos. Let's say you have Ruvain goes to Shimon and says, oh, you owe me Kalim, you owe me vessels, and you also owe me land. You owe me a piece of land, you owe me a house, whatever it is. Now, we'll see in a moment that you don't take a shvua on karka. Moda Mimixas, as an example, would not take a shvua if he is admitting and denying when it comes to karka. So here, though, part of the claim was for kalim, which is metaxa, which is movables, which of course you can't take a shvua on. So if Ruvain says, you owe to Shimon, you owe me kalim and karka, vahoda ba kalim the kafar bikarkos. So what happened? Shimon now admits, you know what, the kalim, yeah, the vessels I owe you, but karka, the land, the house, that I don't owe you. Or ba karka, the kafar b'kalim, the other way. He admitted, I owe you the karka, I owe you the house that you're claiming, but the kalim, the vessels, that I don't owe. So in this case, even though it looks like he's moda b'mikzas pater, he's pater from a shvua d'oraisa, because there's no shvua when it comes to karka, as we'll learn in Mishnah Hay. And this would, and even though he's moda on the karka, he doesn't even take a shvua on the kalim, because the hodah, the admission on the karka, doesn't obligate him to take a shvua on the kalim. And then the Mishnah says, Hoda b'miksas harkarkos, also pater. Let's say, in the case where he claimed from him, you owe me a karka and kalim, and he was modeh that I owe you part of the karka. And so then he's pater from a shvua as well. You don't take a shvua on a tine of karka. But in this case, you will be chayav a shvua. B'miksas hakalim. What happened? The claim was for kalim and for karka. And what did he do? And he was moda in the kalim. He was moda in the kalim. He was denied the other kalim in the karka, but he was moda in the kalim. Since now we have a ho'odah, an admission, and a kfira, and a denial on kalim, besides karka, which we didn't have in any of the other cases. You need both. You need both that the denial is on kalim and the admission is on kalim, at least partially so. Then chayv is going to be chayv eshua in this case, and it's chayv eshua even on the karka. Once, why are you chayv eshua on the karka? Because shahad nechasim she'elam achrayis, because metaltal and movable objects, that's what nechasim she'elam achrayis means. Zokikim, they can bind, literally. They can attach. They can require eshan nechasim she'elam achrayis. They can bind karka, even though karka normally doesn't have a shvua, lishava aleihem. Since the litigant here, the defendant, has to take a shvua anyway on the kalim, we are going to be megalgil, gilgul shvua. We discussed that in Sota. We can now roll upon him another shvua to swear on the karka that he's telling the truth about the karka as well. Perek Vav Mishnah Dalid, ein nishboin al tana scheresh shota v'katan. Scheresh shota v'katan, scheresh a deaf mute, shota is someone who's mentally deranged, v'katan under bar bat mitzvah. These are people who don't have das. And if the case is where the toveya, the claimant, is a cheresh od v'katan, we're not mechayiv the nitba, the defendant, to take a shvua of modim and miksas upon this, because since those who are making the claim have no das, their tevia, their claim is not considered a claim. The Gemara explains why. The pasuk says, ki tein ish el re'eu kesef o kelim lishmor, a ki tein, a person gives to his friend, and then of course he has to take a shvua potentially. But the nesina, the giving, the tain of a katan and these other people as well is not considered anything significant. It says ish in that parsha, and cheirshot of a katan are people without das. But we do take a shvua for the tainas kind of the katan. Which type of shvua? Not a shvua d'oraisa, as we said, but a shvua heses, as we said before. That's in order. Why do we require this shvua d'rabanan? Why do we give this oath of persuasion? Because of tikkun olam. But because if a person knows that a katan cannot make him take a shvua at all, but people take things that belong to a katan, chesha to katan all the time, and walk away and know that there's no recourse. Then the Mishnah says, We don't make a katan take a shvu at all, because see, he doesn't know, really understand the punishment for taking an oath in vain, so we won't make him take a shvu at all. But we can make someone take a shvu to a katan. What happens? Someone comes to claim his debt that, let's say Reuven lent money to Shimon. Reuven now comes to claim his money from Shimon. Shimon died. And now Shimon's orphans have the Yerusha, but they're ketanim. So the halacha is that we will make Reuven take a shvur to the ketanim, to the orphans of Shimon, in order to swear to him that in fact your father never paid me the chov. I swear that he never hasn't paid me the debt yet, and therefore they have to pay. Vila hektesh. And the same thing is true if a person is makdish his possessions to the Beis HaMikdash. And now what happens? A Baal Chov, the one who's owed them, and the creditor comes to collect. Meaning you have someone who obviously owed someone money, but he was makdish his nechasim to the Beis HaMikdash, made them hektesh, and said, oh, well, I don't have anything. I don't have any money to pay you. So this person wants to collect from the gizbar, from the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, to collect his chov, because this person had no right to be makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash when that money should have been used, was already indebted to pay someone else. You have to take a shvua before you can collect some hektesh.